Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Did not see this. New York Post, half of Americans say they are more disconnected than ever, but in a good way, according to new research. In a survey of 2,000 Americans, 50% said that they've made a point to disconnect digitally and spend less time on screens for their well-being. I find that extremely hard to believe. If you walk around town, everybody and their mother is on their phone.
I think things have gotten so bad.
You think the pendulum swung?
That it's swinging back, because for all of our collective mental health, the best thing to do is go home and watch Wheel of Fortune.
Younger Americans, by the way, are trailblazing this trend.
I think the pendulum is swinging back, but with any addiction, because that's what it is, I don't think that we're even remotely close to getting back to some sort of normalcy without that technology controlling our lives. I make a point when I go out to dinner with my friends that we all sit and chat, and then at some point throughout the dinner, I look around and everybody's doing one thing, and it ain't chatting.
No, I feel like for our age, certainly, Scott, we're all trying to be more present. I've heard my daughter say, no, I didn't take my phone. I'm trying to be more present. And good. So they're mindful of it. Not everybody, certainly, Sam, not everybody. You know, do you count screen time as gaming? Because,
yes.
Sam, you game.
Not hardly at all anymore.
By the way, did you see 300 really? Or no. So GameStops are closing? They're just closing.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, they just gave the CEO a $35 billion payment package.
300 of them with more expected. And is that because, Sam, you just buy the stuff online now? You don't have to physically go in and it's like going and physically buying a CD. You don't have to do that anymore.
You don't buy hard copy games anymore.
Then what is GameStop for?
Resell vintage games, things like that.
Okay.
You have an old like PS2, you can go in and sell it to GameStop and they'll give you 4 cents.
But you would agree you don't need thousands of those brick and mortar stores to do that the way that you used to, if that's where you had to physically go in and buy a game.
No, I mean, if you're looking for new games on new consoles, on new devices, it is all just you buy it online and download it.
Okay.
So there's no more hard copies?
Unless you specifically want one.
Young Americans, by the way, are trailblazing the trend. With more Gen Zers, 63%, and Millennials, 57%, getting offline than Gen X, 42%, and Baby Boomers, only 29%, willing to get offline.
You know, the healthiest thing you can do is get outside. On a day like yesterday,
oh, it was gorgeous.
Get outside, put away your phone, get some vitamin D, because when I'm outside, I'm not on my phone. It's when I'm inside that I'm most often on my phone.
Is it because you're bored?
Yeah,
or
at the end of the night, certainly, like when we're kind of winding down, we play that little game on New York Times. And then I've always been in the habit of, all right, I check my calendar for the next day, and I start scrolling for stories for the next day. I have stopped doing that.
Good.
Because it is not the best thing to do right before we go to bed.
Agreed.
Function of our job, yes. I don't have to do it right before I go to bed.
Now, what about when you go into like a restaurant? Have you been able to disconnect yourself when you go into a restaurant?
I would say that when we met, I was like a 2 out of 10 stars with phone at the table.
Which is not good.
I would say now I'm like 9 out of 10 stars. I'm curious what he would say. Like, I've gotten so much better about it and so much more mindful about it.
So let me rewrite this story. What you're saying
to me. In 2 years.
What you're saying to me is, in the beginning, 2 years ago, you would take your phone into a restaurant and you would scroll through it. You would look through
it. Or I'd look at it. I'd text back.
You would respond.
Yep.
That's what I was getting
at.
Now you're saying to me, when you go into a restaurant, you'll take your phone in.
Yeah.
But you'll look at it once or twice.
I just sit it.
Just to make sure nobody's texting.
And on the seat. And he's not a phone guy. So I think he noticed it. I didn't realize how bad I was about it.
Did he say something to you?
Oh, yeah, we had conversations about it because I didn't realize how bad I was about it.
And he Dana, you were awful.
He would joke about it. He would be like, you and that phone. And I'm like, oh, really? I don't think I'm that bad about it. And he's like, oh, wow. And I was like, what? Am I bad about it? And so once you're mindful of it,
yeah.
I just – now, that doesn't mean I don't look at – if I hear the kids ding, I'll look at it.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Kids have a different ding than
yeah,
somebody else.
All four of them have a special ding. And then, so if it's bzzz, then I don't listen to it.
Literally yesterday in the newsroom, I was talking to you and your phone vibrated and you looked down and started texting. And I was like, well, that sentence was over.
No, I was like, continue on.
I just turned around and kept working. You didn't even notice.
I am better about it than I used to be. You'd have to ask Johnny what he said. I would say I'm a 9 out of 10. He's probably not going to agree with that, but I'm better than I was.
But I do the same thing. I'm not trying to call you out. It's we are literally attached to these things.
We're
and I think the younger people are the ones spearheading this because the older folk have fond memories of life prior to technology.
Yes.
If you are younger than me.
And by the way, we don't appreciate being called older folk.
Right.
More mature.
And it's not an excuse, but it is, Scott. We do have to have these things as a function of our job. And if I'm on my laptop, I'm doing the same thing looking for content, but it's less aggravating, I think, to some people than if you're doing it on your phone, when it's really the same thing.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Ed in Shawnee. Ed, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
We're doing well.
Listen up. Long, long time listener.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we were having a dinner for my kids, one of them's birthday, and I'm 70 something, and they're all 40 and 50 now. Every one of them was on their phone thing, texting. I think one was across the table texting one on the other end. But we, us older ones, were all enjoying our meal and eating, and I just don't understand all that. Why they got to live with them phones?
Why didn't you just tell them no phones at the table? That's the rule of my house, is no phones.
Yeah. Well, this was at a restaurant where we were out at a restaurant.
Well, then who paid for it?
Well, who do you think?
You did.
And that's another thing, these young kids, they don't carry money no more. At least if I get robbed, I'm going to have enough to make it worthwhile and they won't shoot me. You know, the old time I grew up where you went over the Italian neighborhoods, you better walk straight, or you're going to be floating down the river in a barrel.
All right, so, nothing against Italians.
God.
Thank you, Ed. 913-586-7798. By the way, according to the findings, the top 10 analog trends and habits were, this is what people are doing instead of being on their phones.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
All right, would you care to guess any of them?
Reading.
Number two.
Walking. Exercising.
Mm-hmm. No.
Conversating?
No.
Well, what else do you do?
Number 10 was using a camera device instead of the one on your phone, an actual camera.
Oh.
Actually going out and taking pictures
of like that.
People in nature. Number 9 was listening to records or CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8 was wearing a wristwatch?
Yeah, you can do all those things on your watch.
Because some people say they have to check the time.
Using a paper planner. writing paper letters or notes to other people.
Love it.
Using an alarm clock instead of using your phone for the alarm.
Ooh. I think I need to go back to that because I don't. My phone is next to my bed. My watch is next to my bed. It's the last thing I look at. It's the first thing I look at.
Do you know how
at.
Much an alarm clock costs, Sam? The tiny little one that you just...
$20
Yeah,
cheap. Oh, no. It's like $7 at Walmart.
Yeah.
Number four is playing physical games, board games, puzzles. Yes. Number three, ditching the phone and using a paper calendar, something we did in the newsroom all of last year.
We still have a paper calendar at home.
Number two, reading. And number one, journaling.
Oh.
No, Dana.
Really?
No.
Well, I didn't understand where the list was going. I'm like, what else could be on the list?
These are things that your phone does that you could... What do you do with your phone?
We just had an entire article in the New York Times that people are having relationships with chatty, robot-y people that are not real.
To finish my earlier point and reel this back in a little bit, the younger people are the ones spearheading this because they don't remember that life before technology, so they can't figure out why they're all depressed.
Yeah, maybe.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.